Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. Mifka is Korea, is Tatir. The Naska, Shein Chetichus Aruchus, they are long pieces, the holes, they are bars of silver. Because Manch Miksasim Bifnim, so long as some of them are still inside the owner's property, Lokana, you do not acquire them. Uberchinan. We ask, they came into Ikas, Shnots, and Ritsuois, these are scraps, Shakurin, Ashtututs. Mapik Leal Pume Vishakal. They came in the Matzim Mishkalinu. Since you're able to take them, Kan, you acquire them in Shabbos. But with regard to the halachas of Shabbos, you're not going to be obligated for filing Shabbos. Add the Mapik Ahul Shnatzim. Until you take out these scraps. Dal Yaduhu Ogod Rishazayachal, because through them it's still attached to the private domain, Shari Lo Yosu, because they have not gone out yet. The Karche Eluyash In Yochal Hoitzil Belo Shnatzim, you're not able to take it out without the scraps. Both of them retracted their words and changed who was holding what. Once the Paris came out, his body is still in the private domain. We don't say that being attached to the body, meaning the body in a different place, is considered attached to the private domain. The kli is butter, calls manchish, mixes a kli basis, so long as some of the vessel, the kli is still in his house. Biad butter, the egg, guvishme egg, because attachment through the body is considered attachment. The yodo baser kufu gerero, because we have his hand follow his body. Wherever his body is, that's what we're going to consider him being. The kli your chayef, the kasha divine, it's a question of both of them, lamashe hechlifu, she doesn't, that which they switch their opinions. And the reason is because it hasn't rested, not because of being attached through his body. You can't make him potter mishum hanoch because of placing it down. The gemur achtam is as if it's placed down already. My season, the Mishnah. Shekain masa b'nei kos because of you. So they were. It says in the pasuk they were carrying their shoulders. V'yimin u'smol b'cheik arach ara. On the right hand, the left hand, even the lap is all in a normal way of carrying. And he said the name of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, he found the name of Rabbi Shemafurish Prashast Yushami. Then the Talmud Yushami is explicit. It says, because it's supposed to be an Aaron HaKoyim, Shemen Namor B'Gdur Sassamim U'Minchas HaTomim V'Shemen HaMishcha. That's what he was in charge of. Shemen was Echod B'Yemin, V'Shemen Echod B'Smol. So one of them was in his right hand, one was in his left hand, Bekaturis was Becheko, and the Keteris was in his lap, and the Chavitim were on his shoulder. If you look at our Yerushalmi on this mission, it's actually slightly different, even though the basic concept is there. Marpeko is Shalina, that's the underarm. Puntoso is Ezer Chalul, a hollow belt. Upil Lamata ain't there, Chotzavakach, it's not the normal way to carry it, because it might fall out. Upil Lamayla, but if the opening is up towards the top, there chutzah is a normal way of taking it, carrying something out. Svas chalokos sva hatachtoin in the hem of his. This is a cloak, and this is to be a pants. Gemar, amaytzi masu lamaylam yud ma'aviru ba'avir biyodoi veinal ksefoi. He brings it in his hand, in the ear, in his hand, and it's not in his shoulder. V'govayim in the arts astar, and it's higher than the ground. Ten tefachim. Amar we say the ibn munach al ksefo. Because if you're talking, that's what we're talking about. Because if you're talking about where it's placed on the shoulder, Mesisin, that's our Mishnah. But in Hana, we should say later on, Hazurk Dal Amos will place a little Mailum Asaro, Hazurk Ba'avir, that's someone who's throwing on the wall. Higher than 10 Tvachim, as if he's throwing in the ear, Alma Ain, the Mailum Asaro, Shusur Abin, there's no public domain above 10 Tvachim, Hadaf goes Zurk, that's if only if you're throwing it, Abu Mavir, but if you're carrying it, you're Chayv, the old B'nei Kos Mishkan, because we learn it out from the B'nei Kos in the Mishkan. Asher Ala Mishkan. The Kalei Chotzer Mishnah, this is talking about the curtains all around the Chotzer of the Mishkan. Af Mizbech, Gavoy Yud Amos, was 10 Amos high. Vutzuch Husavil, Bekalayim Shul Yud Amos. Rochav, you're going to have to surround it with the curtains that are 10 Amos. Mani Mekayim, the Gimel Amos, Kamosom, and then how to explain it says it was 3 Amos their high. Mizvah Sovi, Lamayel, that's talking about the Sovi, which there were the Kohen who walk around the Mizbech while on. Higher up off the ramp, that's it was another 3 amos. And when they say that it was 5 amos, the kolim misfas mizbech lamaylo. That was from the curtains from the edge of the top of the mizbech and higher up. Kach beforeish mizvachim. This is explicit mizvach mizvachim. Show you a kolim test of amos that the kolim wore 15 amos tall. We kind of have to lomad the we think Shari Levim Nami Gavim Kamoisha, the other Levim are also as tall as Moshe, there were also 10 amos. Tilsum Eliel became in the Mizbech Yud Amos, as this Mizbech was 10 amos high. Well, nice because this has been carrying the shoulders, because the Sibyl Nikos, well, nothing. They didn't get wagons, Halavim, Yud Amos. At this point, we think that all Levim were 10 amos tall. Kimadalay Tilsum Lamilo, when the third of it's sticking up. Mirashem above their hands, Al-Maksefo from their shoulders, Nimsugoya, Main Ha'aretz, Karvel Shlishal, Yudamos. We see that it's above the ground, close to with the third of three amos, of ten amos. The Havel Tuvut Tvei, Yosem Yudvachim, which is much higher than ten Tvachim, which is less than 2 amos. Bibo Yisema, Logavia, Leviim, the Gavim, weren't so tall, the Lakim, Mizbech, I mean, we don't learn now from Mizbech, the Shema Leviim, Logavia, Elazayin, Amos. Perhaps the Levim were only 7 amos tall. In Masan the Mizbech of Vayim in the Aretz El Bezel Gimel Tvachim, and the Mizbech being carried was only above the ground 2 or 3 Tvachim. Umaron Gamar Lo Rabbi Lazer and Lazer learns it out from the Aron Ashtakach Nalaylo Miyutkai the Tuvo a lot more. Afilo Ein Gavayin Shalvim El Gimel Amos. Come on, even the Levim are only 3 amos tall like we are. Har Yudches Tvachim it's going to be 18 Tvachim for 3 amos. But Aron Ein is Holo Elamata Mekasvim El Avav Tvachim. And Aaron's only going to hang down from the shoulders 6 tefachim. Ubeis shlishi tefach and 2/3 of a tefach. Ishachad the gvoi yud v'yaisi. You see this one coming out that it was more than 10 tefachim high. Ligmar Moishin Shapires Hamishkon. He spread the curtains. These the roof hides on the of the Mishkan. The nimsu divay mishal levim eser amos. He's in the levim, but 10 amos tall. When they look from levim, they say amizbech. You learn from levim. Who were carrying the Mizbech? The Mermar, Mizbech, Sadar, Anshe, Hutzel, Hoyunaisen, Kadei, Mayim, they would carry pitchers of water, Bayayin, wine, Al Rashem on their heads, Ve'in, Oichsen, Osam, Beyodam, they do not hold it with their hands. Dav Sadet, Beis, Omud, Beis. Pastisen, Ermishna. Hamishchaim, Lahoitzi, Lofan, Kagoin, Shetzer, Mois, Besadino, it's like he wrapped up, for example, he wrapped up money in a scarf. Kadesh to Luin Lafan should be hanging in front of him, but Bolalachrov and it moved and it was hanging behind him. But the Lord Skyrim of Shaptu did not fulfill what he intended to do, Havalik Mis Asik as if it's only Mis Asik of the Heter, the Dever Mutter, but Mishaimin, that's something which he was intending. Why is it called Mis Asik? That he was intending to do a Hotza'ah, I'm not sure. Ba'achrov Bolalafan of Chayiv, the Gemur Mefarsh Taim, the Gemur explained the reasoning, Sinir is Gemeth Nachayim Katanim, it's like a small pants, like an underwear for chugeres, oisol tznias, and they wear it for extra modesty. In Tulsa, but shum dover if they hang anything on it, lohitzi take out to bolo the tzad acher, and it turns around to the other side. She's chayevis; she will be chayev for hotza shabbos. She came right leos chayzer, daka leos chayzer. So we said it's normal for it to turn around. When tchilas yodas she said the sapek, and originally she knew it was going to turn around, so it was more so much like an underwear, more like a slip. It seems. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Af Mekabli Pitkin Shal Melech for the Melech Moisim Lerotzim handed over to the messengers Af Heim Chayivin Bechutzoson. They are also Chayivin when they're being taken out. Tafilin Luskayim Machshavin. Even if their intent was not done, Kugayin Hutzina Menaslas is Lerotzeh Venaslan Lezeh. Intended to give it to one messenger and then gave it to another one. Kachlashim Rabbeisai. That is the Lashon of my Rebbeim. Believing the Gamgim, and I don't like it so much. And Ditoisis has different pshat, but we'll see it shortly. Rashi still brings this pshat that he brings now. Later, at the end of the Gemara. Gemara. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, Tana Kama, Potter, Petravar, Tana Kama holds that they're exempt to both of them, Tana Basin, and the second Tana, Mechaim, Petravar says you're Chaim in both cases. Also, Beyodo Shmira, Pachusav, and Ansahadi, and it's an Ansahadi that we testify that Lonichale, he doesn't want it. Al Seifa. But the Seifa, Kol Shekin, the Nichale, for sure he wants it to happen. He wants it to be a better watching in the front of him, not just in the back. The Yukud the Masisin Kasha, the Yukud the Masisin Lametak, the inferences that we can make from the Mishnah, Lakhrav Abadal Lefanov, who the Chayiv that also be Yodash Mimbulah, because he got himself a better way of watching it, but Chacham and Poitrin, Shein Derech Hotzavachach, this is not the normal way of taking out. Afan Ani Amarti Dover Echot, Iyatem Moidim, when I said, don't you agree with me? Hamar Mudover Echot, Iyatem Moidim, when he said to me, don't you agree? We call the Machayiv Rabbi Yehuda, bid me up. So the question, Havadei Divyakol Padr, everyone holds that you're Padr Dilamaki and Shihachi, this is not the way people take out into the public domain. There are those who take out with a weaker way of watching it. That's not a normal way of taking it out. Because it's not such a good way of watching it when it's behind your back. And the other one says it's like being in the back of your hand, this is not like being taken out in the back of you. The hasam mishtamrim hain minegadom, and there it's actually watched from thieves. I will elu noy from malayim. They just fall out on their own. They mutzian kach, and no one takes out that way. Shekain lavari malchus hoysin. Came b'daitel l'moysel l'zeh, and he's intent his hand to one messenger of Ein Moitzel, but doesn't find him. V'svar melech nochut, and the king's decrees, whatever message he has to say, is important to get it out quickly. When Moitzel Acher, he finds a different one, the Moitzel, and gives it to him. This is a pshat Rashi brought in the Mishnah, and even though it was Libim Gangen, he brings it again over here. Masnisen, the Mishnah. Moitzel Shnayim Voit, Beturin kiliyofinan v'asoyso yochid v'lo shnayim, as we learn out, says v'asoyso, which is a loshin yochid, an individual, and not two people doing it. Chayamim time for Gemara, the reasoning will be explained in the Gemara. Gemara, ze yochid, lo yitzil b'levad, he'll take on his own, ze yochid, lo yitzil b'levad, another guy could also take it out on his own, lo yitzil shnayim, both of them took him out together. Rabbi Meir Mechayim, the lo dorish v'asoyso, he doesn't have the drush of v'asoyso. For this reason, this explanation, El Lufter Yochid Asa Baharas Besdin Kamakamon. Rather, he says he uses the word El Sosa for a drusha to say that if an individual follows the incorrect psak of Besdin, on some halacha he will be putter from doing that there. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, the lav, or Chay Bahachid, it's not normal way, Vistamas is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Stamish Lav here is Rabbi Yehuda, Zayin Yochel, Zayin Yochel, or Chay Elohoi Zubishnein, it's normal for them to take out with two people. But in this case, it's real, later Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Meir, the Chayiv, Yechayim Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon says, you put to the Yochel, Makre, look like Haimon, he's going to learn out from Pusik, as we'll say later. Zay Yochel, Zayin Yochel, Elohoi Zubishnein, they both took it out, Tibra Kol, Chayiv, everyone knows Yechayim, look, Haimon, first. I mean, later we'll explain which one is the one that's chayv. Hokar sin, he'll see uhu shnayim rimi meir mechayv lokar sin. But the proper person is not potter. Im lo yochol echad kumayim. This means to say, call echad echad, each one on his own. Vim lav elazay yochol bezay yochol, each one is able to take it on his own. Potter the potter memelo, and we learn out from that memelo the bechayv gavna rimi meir mechayv. In such a case, rimi meir is mechayv. Malgeiz is a porka. Bash gimel shnayim has three. Teeth literally, umahapkum atua, and you use it to flip over the wheat, begurin in the silo, bu ma'amer, and that's ma'amer, the hu ab malach, which is the malach, this is a pitchfork. The luxin, ma'asim, ha'shibolim, you gather together the stalks, the karker, v'shevetin, the hu mesach, that is the mesach setting up the weaving process, kedemra perikla gadol, as we said earlier in the perikla gadol, shevet hari hu b'chal mesach, the shevet is included in mesach b'kana, v'otzi'uhu. In each of these cases is a case of where both of them are able, each one is able to do it on their own.